McCormick, President Trump marks 100 days in office tomorrow, and his administration is focusing today on immigration. CBS's Natalie Brand at the White House.
The White House's Border Czar says there's been around 139,000 deportations since President Trump took office. The administration has put posters on the White House North Lawn of people it's identified as unauthorized immigrants convicted of crimes.
The president will sign two executive orders today, one on strengthening immigration enforcement and the other on sanctuary cities. Congress is back from recess, and the budget is on the agenda after the Republicans' framework was agreed to earlier. Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
Now comes the hard part. This is actually writing legislation, writing actual policy on the president's tax cuts, on the president's tax proposals, on a variety of different things. And the crux of the Democratic opposition to this is potential cuts to programs like Medicare, Medicaid. Specifically,
Russian President Putin has said his country will observe a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine starting May 8th. At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Trump's position.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire. I understand Vladimir Putin this morning offered a temporary ceasefire. The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire first.
CBS's Charlie Daggett at the Pentagon.
The official line out of the Pentagon, Secretary Hegseth, it's the same as it's coming out of the White House. They want to stop the killing. So even if that's temporary, it shows a level of restraint, and anything that can stop the killing, even temporarily, even if it's a gesture from the Kremlin, it does show a bit of accommodation and a bit of wiggle room, a bit of reason to be positive about the conflict there.
Opening arguments have begun in the case of three former police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. He was beaten to death after a traffic stop. Here's Jim Crisula.
Rovon Wells is Nichols' mother.
Hopefully they'll get more time from that, and then we can just move on and heal.
The three former Memphis officers were convicted on federal charges last year.
The upper Midwest is bracing for some severe weather. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking things for us.
Through northern Iowa into Minnesota, that's where we'll have to keep a very close eye on, not just the threat for those severe storms, but significant to potentially intense tornadoes.
The highest risks are in portions of southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and western Wisconsin. On Wall Street, the Dow is up just 6 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the Cop House program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. Racine's Pearl Street yard waste facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bad news for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Damian Lillard has suffered a torn Achilles tendon in his left leg. An MRI today confirmed the injury. It happened in the first quarter of the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers in their playoff game last night in Milwaukee. Lillard, who turns 35 this summer, could be out for the next year. Head coach Doc Rivers.
That's why you have teammates and family, you know, around him. He's just such a great freaking dude. Like, on the basketball level, but more important, like as a teammate and a father and all that stuff. And You know, no one deserves it, but golly, you just look at him. And so that's why I feel bad.
The Bucks play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night at 5. Milwaukee down 3-1 in that best-of-7 series. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 7-1 to snap a 4-game losing streak. They head to Chicago next to play the White Sox tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Severe weather is expected for most of the state today, but here for us, we're just looking at some scattered showers and some storms moving in later. They should be weakening as they enter our area. Otherwise, today, partly sunny and breezy, with high temperatures scraping the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's the Turtles and Happy Together. Of course, the Turtles are going to be at the Wisconsin State Fair, all part of the Happy Together tour. The lineup includes the Turtles. It includes Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. Tickets are on sale now. Here's Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, and Milwaukee Brewers on WRJN. I know you love the Brewers, and I know you love our big deals page at WRJN.com. They're teaming up to give you a chance to win some tickets to a Brewers matinee game on May 21st. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the big deals banner, and enter to win 4 club seats to that game. No purchase necessary. Baseball is a big deal, so go to the big deals page at WRJN.com.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20% off on dozens of select items throughout their incredible store. All gummies, disposables, and carts, 20% off. 15 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, 20% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobacco, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe. At the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
You're gonna
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, I want to play you a song from 1969. This is a song about a boy telling a girl named Rose Marie that she needs to get over the boy that just left her. The singer is telling her to smile and is hoping that one day she'll smile just for him. From 1969, it's Flying Machine and Smile a Little Smile for Me on WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on. Smile a little smile for me, Rosemarie. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemarie, you must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And smile a little smile for me, you're lonely now, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rose.
You got me rocking and a rolling.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. You know, farming is still a big thing in Racine County. We've got farmers covered with the Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings from 5 till 6 and reports throughout the day, too. Keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and Timeless Hits we present here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the cop house program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. The man at the center of the Judge Dugan controversy is currently being held at a Dodge County detention facility. The judge was arrested and charged with felonies, with the feds saying she helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid ICE detention. Flores Ruiz is a 32-year-old Mexican national. He faces multiple charges in Milwaukee County, including battery with a domestic violence enhancer. That stems from a March 12th incident where he allegedly attacked his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. The alleged victims of the Milwaukee battery were waiting in court to testify when the judge allegedly assisted Flores Ruiz. Those victims have chosen to keep their identities concealed due to safety concerns. Judge Dugan will be in court as a defendant May 15th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid-60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. It's 67 right now.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday, leftover memories of Sunday, always spent with you before the clouds appear to took away.
Girl, oh, oh, oh.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. All right. So you're a married man.
Yes.
And your wife is the mother of your children.
Yes.
And Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, crap. It is. Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Have you ever heard these words out of your wife's mouth, whether it's Mother's Day or birthday or whatever? These words, don't get me anything.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to believe it, though.
I'm glad you said that. Yeah, right. It says here, a survey finds that even if a wife or girlfriend speaks those words, 88% of men will ignore her wishes and get her something anyway.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I was ever taught that, but it just at some point you realize, yeah, don't be a dummy.
Right, exactly. And it's a good idea that they do because women in the survey said even if they say that they don't want anything, 63% still expect a little small something.
Well, I mean, kind of the same. Like on my birthday, it's like I say the same thing. Don't get me anything. It's not necessary. Don't do it.
But you don't mean it? You know.
No, I don't. I mean, no, I don't mean it. I don't need anything. I'm not a kid. You don't need to get me anything, but something ends up coming and it's nice.
Yeah, okay.
Show appreciation.
All right. Nice. All right. Very good. You're a very smart man, Stuart.
Yes.
Stuart J. Waddles and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I never take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Radio Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. You can download that app at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps.
No time left for you.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. And we've partnered with the Racine County Eye to bring you the largest, most experienced local news team in Racine County. Hear the breaking news and headlines here on WRJN, and then read about them in greater detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, Racine has turned to WRJN for local news, and now with the Racine County Eye, we got you covered better than ever on WRJN.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Well, researchers say the age that we consider to be old goes up as we get older. Yeah, you're not old, you're just not as young as you keep recalculating.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Your side. Girl, I want to be with you This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The Trump administration has said this could be a critical week for the president's efforts to stop the war in Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt this morning.
While he remains optimistic he can strike a deal, he's also being realistic as well.
Vladimir Putin has proposed a 72-hour ceasefire next month. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The official line out of the Pentagon, Secretary Hegseth, it's the same as it's coming out of the White House. They want to stop the killing. So even if that's temporary, it shows a level of restraint, and anything that can stop the killing even temporarily, even if it's a gesture from the Kremlin, it does show a bit of accommodation and a bit of wiggle room.
With tomorrow marking 100 days in office, the president is focusing today on his efforts to stop illegal immigration. There are signs posted at the White House showing offenders. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
And what they say are arrested, and then they say illegal alien. They show someone's mugshot, and underneath them you see a description of what they were arrested for.
Willie James Inman on one of the executive orders the president will sign shortly on sanctuary cities.
They're putting a key focus on this, and in this executive order, the president is going to name names in terms of those sanctuary cities, those locations that the Trump administration says essentially are not willing to work with them in terms of its immigration fight.
Canadians are voting today on whether to extend the Liberal Party's decade in power or hand control to the Conservatives. President Trump's